Although I gotta tell you though, you did say some stuff to me while you were drunk on Friday that led people to believe that you were in love with me.
I mean, I am, but no biggie.
You said, you were like, I hate you, I hate you. And I was like, oh, I love you. And you were like, no, you don't. And I'm like, I do. And you're like, you never gave me a sign. That's what you said.
Yeah.
It got weird.
You said some stuff to me on Friday that made people think, what is the opposite of love?
Pure hatred.
You?
Oh, sure.
You're the devil. You guys started off being mean to me.
No, I didn't mean
to. Nobody was mean to you.
Carmen, we literally walked into the yard and you were the dog that came out and growled at us.
Yeah.
Like we were like, hey, we're just walking here, bro.
I think do you mean Sporkle? Because they were mean to you during Sporkle?
How about the fact that I didn't have a seat at the table?
You were, by design, we laid it out, and you were given your own section. It was a drunky drunk girl party. You were supposed to be with your girls.
No, but, like, literally, like, I didn't even have a seat at the table.
Because you were upgraded. You were not in the suite with us because you got your own suite.
You're not turning this around to make me be the crazy person.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I'm defending her. I thought the same thing when we sat in that meeting, and when Mike Alvaro asked, where do you want everybody seated? You said, Spanish here, Rob here, Galvin here, and
right,
here.
Right,
right.
And I said, what about Carmen? And then you said, well, she'll have this section. And I just thought it was weird that she wouldn't have a spot up on the stage
right.
with us to
so,
sit and do
the show.
Because
I'm not part of the show.
But
like,
you were doing the show from the drunky drunk section.
Okay, and now let's move on to this other part. How about how you guys started off the show and Galvin was just like, oh, I was told I was sitting next to Mike and then Carmen came and told me this is where I was sitting. I don't know. How about maybe the fact that I've done live shows with you guys a million times to know that you and Galvin like to look at each other. So
yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Beautiful eyes, Galvin.
So you guys can communicate, but the fact that you sit down and then start blaming me and make it sound like
time out real quick. First off, I don't talk like this.
Oh, you do.
Carmen came up to me and she said,
this is where you sit. You sit here.
No, did I not ask you? I said,
Carmen,
hey.
Yes. And I totally agreed with you. And I said, yeah. I go, that's fine because we'll be down over there. Rob, all I was pointing out was that Rob was saying for him and I to sit next to each other. And then you said for me to sit down there. I go, I don't care where I sit. That's totally fine. Whatever.
I
agree with you. You were correct.
Okay.
Most of the time, whenever we do live gig, Mike will sit and then I'll sit at the corner so we can kind of look at each other. Because if we're sitting right next to each other, it looks kind of dumb. We look like the two old guys from The Muppets.
Right.
Okay, but did you not start off the show and be like, idiot, why is this all changed? Who did this?
I did, because I didn't want to sit next to Spanish. That was the only problem I had.
That was a great time.
Well, I looked over and I go, why is this? Why? Why? I don't need you that close to me.
You do.
Breathing on me, smiling every time I look at you.
I was smiling. Ugh. A lot. You were so close.
That's why. It had nothing to do with you. And I like that you were like, now let's go to Carmen. She's in the drunky drunk section.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother.
Oh, Carmen, how about this? Will you be nice to us? If next live gig, we have a throne for you and you start out. No, listen, you start out on stage with us and then we move you over to your drunky drunk section.
We get shirtless guys. We'll pick up the throne and carry to this other room.
Yeah. I mean, I think I deserve to be treated that way once in a while.
Like a princess?
Yeah.
All right.
Instead of a junkyard dog like how you act.
You're the only girl that could come in here an hour late and then demand to be treated like a princess.
No, that's ridiculous. You are not that hot.
Yeah.
Come on. That is unbelievable.
I don't know, but I do really weird stuff and I'm okay with the butt, so I actually can.
She's okay with the butt, yeah. Hey, yeah, she showed Chris Kattan her tattoo.
I did. Oh my God, did you guys see the snap of that picture?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is he horrified?
It's a picture of her face all up towards the camera.
Yeah, like I'm like.
I must say that room, the confession room, was the most brilliant idea that I've had for the live room.
Yeah.
And you literally were just like, hey, is there any way we could do this?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, engineer's like, well, yes, we can.
Rush is a yes guy. The highlight, I don't know, like, did everybody have a highlight from the party?
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of great things, but I know what my all-time favorite moment of any live gig is. As of right now.
Favorite moment. All right, go. Start over there.
I'll start first. I'll tell you. Because there were so many good things. First of all, the midget dying was one of them.
Right.
And she didn't die.
Thankfully, she's not dead. The avocado Chris Kattan closet moment was great. The astronaut getting lap dances in the background was pretty funny. Like, there were so many funny things. Shooting Big L.A. in the stomach and him not flinching was amazing.
No.
But Robin Hood Calta shooting that girl directly in her BH.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
Was by far the best thing that I've ever pulled off.
That was unbelievable.
She was bent over, and I shot that dart, and it went right in the tunnel, and she just turned and looked at me over her shoulder, and I went, that's right.
Yeah.
I think Chris Kattan in the confessional area where we thought he was leaving, and then all of a sudden you see him go back.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Chris Kattan's going back.
That was good. Poor Frank Caliendo's face when he first got there.
Yeah, because it was funny. I was watching Nickelodeon, and he popped on one of those shows this weekend, and I went, yeah, that seems about right. Because 3 days earlier, I watched him and Chris Kattan do some weird stuff.
Look at the go back to the picture, Carmen. That's our Facebook cover photo right there of me shooting that one girl in the ass with the dart. What is her name? Kirsten. That's the second time I shot her. That one was voluntary. The first one I did when she wasn't looking and she didn't even know.
She didn't even flinch. Had no idea.
She was hammered.
I shot Spanish in the leg.
He was not happy about that at all.
He even brought that up after the show. He's like,
he brought it up to me at Pendle's Club. He goes, bro, you shot me.
Like, he brought it up this morning.
Dude, why would you do that?
And he goes, can you believe that he shot me? And I go, well, yeah, it's a nature of the show. And he goes, yeah, can you believe he got me infected? And I go,
no, I was a clean one.
You made a promise to me when we were doing the darts one time, and you made me stand up against the wall with something on my head, and you said, Spanish, I will never shoot you with the dart, ever. And then you shot it like a master right above my head, and you went in and you never shot me. And Friday, you broke your promise.
All right, well, here's the deal. When I shoot Medicine Man, I shoot it like as if I'm trying to get a hair out of my mouth.
Right.
I couldn't blow any harder. I'm like, I spit as hard as I can. When I shot you, I barely exhaled. I just wanted to.
But
barely exhaled just out of my heart.
When it flew at you, it wobbled like this.
You still shot him, so he's the same as Medicine Man.
But Spanish, it barely stuck on you. It was enough to scare you.
I went into the bathroom and took my pants off, and there was one single drop of blood, like a single tear was coming from my eye.
Yeah.
Listen, to make up for it, next live gig, we're going to put you on a throne, and then we're going to have a bunch of shirts, guys.
No,
we already did that. You're the same.
I went home and I showed my wife the picture, and she goes, she looked at Big LA and she goes, he's going to die. And I go, well, we're all going to die. And she goes, well, he's going to die. And then she went into all his organs and things are in there.
Not
and
safe.
But I don't know. He was at that Fort Rock concert in Jacksonville walking around with his belly hanging out.
It seems like he gets a lot of exercise for a guy that big. Every time I see a video of him, he's moving. He's not moving around. Laying around like a whale.
It's a gravitational pull is what it is.
Every time I see a video of him, he's pooping, which seems to me that would be the hardest thing in the world to pull off.
Yeah.
Where does that belly go?
Right?
It drapes over the front of the toilet.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the Sausage Castle would have like the cleanliest toilets.
The video is always clean. The toilet's actually in the shower.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they save time.
Yeah, the toilet's in the shower. It's the oddest.
I got to get that shirt dry cleaned.
I'm down with going to the Sausage Castle with the band.
Yes.
Play over there?
And play over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we plan that?
That'd be a party. Can we have flamethrowers and people throwing hatchets and like all kind of stuff?
Here's the one thing I'm kind of afraid of. Bert was there, and Bert was Snapchatting pictures, and you know I'm a gun guy, but they were firing off machine guns, and that's how people die, and that's how people die and end up in the swamp.
I want to, I'll to figure out which kit I'm going to use, but I want to blow my kit up with dynamite at the end.
That's fine.
Like the Who on the Smothers Brothers.
Let's set the whole stage on fire.
I'm going to make one of you guys go deaf for the rest of your life.
Listen to me.
Be Pete Townsend.
Let's build a stage, play on it, and when we're done, we just set the whole thing on fire.
No. Build a stage, play on it to a certain point, whatever, 15 songs in, light the fire.
And then play one more song?
Keep playing until we can't play anymore.
I'm fine. I'm done with that.
Can we do acid?
We'll play Bonfire Chicken.
Oh, let's seriously.
Yeah,
let's
you know
pick
how they
a
do
weekend. Yeah,
the poker with the bull, where they the rodeo poker.
Last one off the stage.
Right.
First one off the pussy.
Why don't we just get a bull? We'll get a bull, and then we
crash
just
it through the bed.
Yeah, you have to keep playing until it smashes into you.
Big LA will come and jump on the stage. He'll do jumping jacks until the whole thing goes down.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
I was surprised. I worked with Hoppy Friday, and he was telling me that he passed up an opportunity to party with all those guys because he wanted to be wide awake to hang banners at Ducky in the afternoon.
By the way, can I tell you something about Hoppy? Okay, it's really weird. Every step forward, three steps behind.
Is it weird or is it predictable?
Predictable.
Okay.
Like just when I forget why I hate him, yeah, I talk to him for 2 seconds and I hate him again.
Oh, we just had a conversation on Friday about how you were finally back around on not hating him.
Okay, tell him what happened, Spanish.
So I'm mad at him, and not even really mad, I just am choosing not to care about it. But I had a gig on Saturday at Riverfest, and he was there. And I bought ice cream that I was very excited to eat. You know, I'm on a diet, don't really get to eat it that often. And I ate about half of it, set it down on a table, turned to talk to some listeners. And when I turned around, he was eating my ice cream.
I mean, that is just so rude.
Yeah. And then to make it worse, when I called him on it and I was like, bro, what are you doing? You're eating my ice cream. And I just bought that and set it down. His response is, oh, your mouth has been in worse places. Why do you care? And I was like, okay, so that's what you do. You're going to be a dick to me now that you're eating my ice cream?
There's nothing grosser than to think to put your mouth on somebody's ice cream spoon.
Yeah, that seems
like weird. Why would he do that?
Was there other ice cream out and he may have grabbed yours by
accident? No, and then his excuse was Spanish's mouth has been in worse places.
That is him, he's on the spectrum of autism. Yeah. That's him not knowing social cues.
Right, or just knowing that what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah. Then he said, this actually really did bother me because he was like, oh, your mouth has been in gross places. And then he said, in front of a bunch of people, he was like, yeah, because you bang all those fatties all the time. And I was like, all right, bro, I can't even believe
you know what I would have done.
He's an
idiot.
Saying
this, you know what I would have done? I would have went and got more ice cream and I would have said, you're about to get the worst ice cream headache in the world. And just made him eat ice cream.
It's because you're nice to him.
I'm nice to him.
Because I've been kind of mean to him. And so on Friday, when I went out to Ducky's with Rob, Hoppy was also there, and I bought a pizza. But I asked him, I was like, Hoppy, would you like a piece of pizza? And he said, yeah.
This is after he ate like a champ at Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably the most eatingest day in his in his whole life on Friday.
And then I could tell that he was starving, so I was like, Hoppy, would you like another piece of pizza? He's like, yes, please.
He had Holy Hog Barbecue in the morning.
Yeah.
He had Hooters a couple hours later, and then he had your pizza at Ducky's.
I don't know if he got the Holy Hog, because he was standing in the back of the line. Oh, I yelled, and I said, hey, that's for listeners only, and he just stared at me. Oh, he didn't know what to do.
Oh, Rob, you're funny.
Because there was that split second where he was like, well, I could snap his neck. Yeah. I'm a lot bigger than him, but he decided not to. But yeah, I watched him go to town on that pizza too. It was not a giant pizza either. It was like a personal pan pizza, and Carmen was nice enough to offer one slice and eat.
But like, I said, because I've been kind of mean to him, he knows not to like overstep his bounds with me. You know what I mean?
I just am not good at being mean.
I am.
Yeah.
I love that you're describing the same way you train a puppy.
Yeah.
Show them that you're the
rub
alpha.
His nose in it. Rub his face in it.
What you do is you put him on his back and kind of hold him there, you know, and just show that you're the alpha.
Yeah. On his throat.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.